Every morning, millions of people wake up to discover their purchasing power has shifted overnight, not because of inflation or taxes, but because currencies moved while they slept. A retiree in Florida sees her British pension payment shrink by hundreds of dollars. A tech startup in Austin watches its European revenue evaporate on paper. A tourist in Tokyo suddenly realizes her vacation budget won't stretch as far as planned. This isn't some abstract financial concept reserved for Wall Street traders. Currency movements shape our economic reality whether we're paying attention or not. The $4 trillion that flows through currency markets daily touches nearly every financial decision we make, from the price of our morning coffee to the value of our retirement accounts. Financial disasters arrive with depressing regularity, yet they catch most people unprepared. Think of market crashes like lightning strikes, inevitable, destructive, and predictable in their unpredictability. While most investors flee in terror, a select few position themselves to profit from the chaos. Consider two legendary investors with opposing approaches. When the British pound faced pressure in 1992, George Soros bet against it and earned $2 billion in a single day. John Templeton built his fortune differently, buying when others panicked and shorting when euphoria peaked. Both became billionaires by recognizing that extreme emotions create predictable patterns. The 2008 financial crisis exemplified this dynamic. While Americans lost over $15 trillion in net worth and housing prices collapsed by 50% in some states, John Paulson's funds soared 340% by betting against subprime mortgages. He wasn't lucky, he was prepared. Understanding these forces doesn't require a finance degree. It requires recognizing that in our interconnected world, every investor, business owner, and consumer is already a currency trader. Most just don't realize it yet. Even if you've never left your hometown, currencies profoundly affect your investments. McDonald's earns 40% of its revenue from Europe. When the British pound weakens 20% against the dollar, each Big Mac sold in London translates from $3.60 to $2.88 in corporate earnings. Multiply that across billions of transactions, and you understand why McDonald's stock moves with exchange rates. Technology giants like Google, Amazon, and Expedia face similar exposure. Currency movements can dramatically amplify or diminish returns. An American buying Singapore Airlines shares in 2019 earned 40% on the stock price, plus 5% from the strengthening Singapore dollar, a 45% total return. Conversely, American investors in German stocks during early 2010 saw returns reduced from minus 2.56% to minus 17% due to the euro's 14.5% decline. That massive difference came entirely from currency movements, having nothing to do with the companies themselves. Understanding where currencies are headed provides significant advantages for anyone affected by these global financial flows. Currency pairs, quote, relative values. EUR/USD at 1.50 means 1 euro buys $1.50. Every trade simultaneously buys one currency while selling another, expressing a view on relative economic strength. Leverage magnifies both gains and losses. At 50 to 1, $2,000 controls $100,000. A 2% market move yields 100% profit or loss. Professionals typically risk under 5% per trade. Pips, percentage in point, measure price movements. 0.0001 for most pairs, 0.01 for yen pairs. Daily volatility ranges from 66 pips, EURCHF, to 256 pips, GBP/JPY. The 24-hour market peaks during US-European overlap, 12 o'clock to 1700 GMT, when 70% of daily movement occurs. Interest rates most crucially drive currency direction. Investors seek highest yields but weigh future trends, sometimes favoring currencies with lower but potentially rising rates. Forex trades on expectations, not just current conditions. Trading success requires aligning strategy with personality, not forcing incompatible approaches. Brothers Andrew and Stephen exemplify this. Stephen, a dentist, trades Apple stock multiple times weekly based on news, buying impulsively and selling early, yet achieves 65% returns. Andrew, a busy architect, steadily accumulates shares with Zen-like patience, doubling his investment. Neither approach is superior. They simply match different temperaments. New York taxi drivers mirror this psychology. Some aggressively chase multiple small fares, others wait patiently at airports for high-value trips. Similarly, some traders can't resist constant market participation, while others prefer waiting for perfect opportunities. Think of Lost characters. Jack Shepherd types are contrarians buying every dip. John Locke types are trend followers riding momentum until reversal signals. Boris Schlossberg notes that successful traders choose strategies aligned with their psychological profiles rather than fighting natural impulses. The first step to trading success isn't mastering technical analysis. It's understanding yourself and selecting strategies matching who you actually are. Profits come when the majority moves in your direction. Many traders sabotage this by picking tops and bottoms, driven by ego rather than logic. They want to be the genius who called the reversal, yielding repeated small losses with occasional lucky wins. Currencies trend more than range because they reflect economic outlooks that improve or deteriorate progressively. The Euro-USD between 2006 to 2010 showed consecutive moves lasting 4 to 6 months and creating 20% price changes. The second principle is bagging winners quickly. Most traders obsess over entries but neglect exits, yet exits separate winners from losers. Professional traders use the T1, T2 method. Set a conservative first target equal to risk, T1, and an ambitious second target, T2. When T1 hits, close half and move stops to break even. This banks profits early while giving remaining positions room to capture trends without risk. The third edge is knowing when to walk away. Chasing price when trading with trend is dangerous, like an eBay bidding war where you pay double for something worthless. The discipline to refuse mediocre setups preserves capital for exceptional ones. These three principles, following trends, taking profits systematically, and exercising patience, form the foundation of consistent profitability. Before risking real money, develop a methodical plan. Michael Larson won $110,237 on Press Your Luck, not through luck. He spent 6 months studying patterns and practicing. This preparation separates successful traders from unsuccessful ones. Start each day reviewing news via CNBC or Bloomberg, then read financial publications. At your desk, examine overnight economic data and headlines before checking quotes. Organize your screen to quickly assess market behavior, U.S. equity indices, then currency pairs by majors, crosses, and obscure pairs. After analysis, plan your trades. For intraday trades, list upcoming economic events the evening before, noting confidence levels and directional bias. For longer-term positions, only trade when fundamentals, technicals, and sentiment align. Always set stops and multiple targets, especially for overnight positions. Every trader needs a contingency plan, knowing when to stop trading. As John Paulson noted, watch the downside, the upside will take care of itself. Learn from mistakes through detailed tracking. Maintain a trading log, pairs traded, strategies used, entry times, prices, stops, profits, losses, and personal notes. This creates valuable data for identifying patterns in your successes and failures. Currency trading volume doubled between 2003 and 2010, driven largely by individual investors. As regulations improve market safety, more people will engage, not as reckless speculators, but as informed participants protecting themselves and seizing opportunities. Currency movements already affect your financial life. The question is whether you'll remain passive or become an active participant. Take advantage of free educational resources. Approach Forex with business-like discipline rather than gambling mentality. Start small, learn constantly, and remember Benjamin Franklin's wisdom: energy and persistence conquers all things. The currency market rewards preparation, discipline, and learning from mistakes, not your background or connections. understanding Forex isn't just about making money, it's about financial literacy in our interconnected world. Whether you become an active trader or simply a more informed investor, understanding currency dynamics gives you an edge. The market is open, the opportunities are real. The only question is whether you're ready to step in.